Dina Diamond,
not, this is not that kind of show.
You're considered a person of semi-reasonable taste. is that a...
Well, it's out the window when I walk in, yeah.
Well, that's true. That is true, and who could blame you? But is that a bad song?
I love Dharmas.
It's Dharmas. I don't understand.
Dharmas, just feel the rhythm, get into it, stand up, do some exercise, welcome Monday, welcome the new week, welcome December.
Yeah, unsigned, hey. What music is this? It's Dharmas.
I mean, have I not listened to your show before?
I don't know, it's like the number one song, one of the number one songs in South Africa, completely un-PC.
Absolutely, and a number one hit at Barmy's and Butties.
Oh, really? Are we playing that at Barmy's and Butties as well?
Yes.
In fact, I've got a thing here that says the South African hits, top hits in South Africa. Hold on.
Surely it's not number one.
Monkey.
Does it talk about the region of South Africa?
No, it's actually not. It's actually...
I think you guys need to get out a bit more. You're spending too much time in this studio.
It has dropped.
South Africa, we can't go.
Exactly. It has dropped down to like number 20-something, but it was the number one hit.
Audiences are fickle, and we can't be number one
but
forever.
But also, you can't be number one forever.
This is number two.
You've never played this either.
not multiple times. So, but these are all the irritating songs that seem to be on the hit on the lists at the moment.
Well, maybe they're catchy.
But this is the best. You can add this to that road trip.
No, I like this one.
Me too. I don't understand.
No, Howard, remember, we want to annoy everyone else in the car, not me.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, Barry Cohen comes from Israel.
And
we've got the top artist, Netta
Barzilai.
Hello.
Won Eurovision. This woman is no different to Netta Barzilai.
Same thing.
She's absolutely...
I don't know, I feel like Netta may be even a bit more over the top with that. She wears Nana Banana. I mean, that's a song.
No, it's true. It is true. She does run around as a
chicken. Show you a video.
Hippopotamus.
And a chicken.
Of 20 volunteer soldiers doing the Netta Barzilai dance with 450 Vietnam children.
That's unbelievable. Oh, please send that to us. Time is 8:14. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Dina Diamond joining us in a studio to talk marketing. How did Black Friday go in South Africa?
Oh, it was big. It was big. It was huge. Linda, did you get involved?
Of course I did.
Can I tell you something?
She started off with Zara and worked her way from there.
I worked my way down from Zara, then Takealot, and then I was like, I think this is it.
I'm assuming this was a click and buy versus a in-store.
Could never be in-store. Definitely online.
So I have to tell you, I did venture in-store. And I did. It's a true story. Fortune favors the brave.
All right. So tell us what
happened. No, it was NASA. So as we said, Black Friday really only started 2013, 2014 really gaining some traction in South Africa. And the last year, as I mentioned, 200 million
just went online sales
and take a lot. Everyone jumped on the bandwagon this year. I mean, even if you wanted half off your laser, your laser hair removal.
Really? Well, you can say I've had it done on my head.
Marvelous.
it's a success story. Yeah.
There was not a business that did not
really.
There was any like the most random things.
Yeah.
I mean, I got SMSs for pretty much everything. Mm. And you know, I think it's an opportunity as a retailer. At times I have been tough. It's been a rough year. People are trying to lift their sales. It's going towards December. It was post payday. People are in the buying mood, and I think it was an absolute opportunity that people should have taken advantage of, and they did. I mean, it's obviously gone from Black Friday now to Cyber Monday, which is today, and I mean, Kalula came up with Travel Tuesday.
Oh my word.
Lovely.
It's going to be like Purim in Israel.
We're going to have a great
It's a 3-week story.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the numbers aren't out yet in terms of what the retailers, coined on the day, but I must say, and not only that, but they've also all started early and they're all extending a little bit further. So some are extended till Saturday, some extended till Sunday, some have got like a few more days on that. And I mean, the stores were packed. I did venture. I thought I was being brave because I went early to Santa, and I thought, as the stores open. And so I thought, I got there early. I did actually get a few deals, just saying.
Really?
I did.
What was your best deal?
Oh, sure. So I have to tell you, on Friday, actually, panic set in. Remember we were talking about, so you had your whole psychological impact on Friday, and losing out and affirmation, all those wonderful things.
I tried to prepare everybody. I spoke about it. We put it on Facebook. Yeah. Exactly. I tried.
I did, and I did give you the tips.
Yes,
like your,
exactly. Your make your list. Exactly. Do your research. We had them prepared. We had everybody prepared.
We did. We were down with Black Friday. Mm-hmm. So, but when I did get to work on Friday morning, someone I work with was like, they've just bought an, like those air fryers, and it was like 40% off, and I was like, but I don't want an air fryer.
You could have taken ours. We've used it three times.
The panic set in straight away, despite the psychology, despite knowing. But then I checked, I didn't know what the price was, and it was really 40% off. So I logged on to that Take a Lot, and I got my air fryer with a few other things that were pre-populated in the pot.
Do you know they're like, you can treat them like Sally Williams, by the way. Just re-gift them.
Your air fryer. I'm not sure air fryers.
Really uses them. I mean, you know, like a wedding present.
No, I think they use them. Mandy in the office was also saying she is waiting for that air fryer.
Really?
So I guess she not get on that bandwagon on Friday.
I wonder, I'm going to ask her if she did. So I'm guessing the air fryer is big around Ken Hazel.
So health conscious.
Yeah, because we want fried food. We just want to pretend it's healthy, right? Yeah, that's what it is.
But let me say, I walked into Under Armour.
That would have been a good place to go.
That would have been great if you were there on Friday. The racks yesterday were empty, decimated. It looked like locusts had flown in. And there were just these empty racks all saying Black Friday, big signs,
and
those wonderful,
there.
Huge, absolutely in red, 50% off, and nothing there. Except really, the only things that were left were really bad.
But I think logistically they made a bit of a mistake because it's the end of the month. And nobody's got any money left.
No, South Africa
pays on the 25th.
So
in fact, this is the first
the
one of the first
opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the first.
So now
ones.
They've got nothing left.
December's going to be a very hungry month.
Exactly. It's better if you get paid.
Okay, in Israel we pay on the 10th. You know,
tenth.
Just in case the guy doesn't stick around.
Goodness.
Up to the 10th.
I don't get that.
Hold on, is the 10th late or early?
No, it's late.
It's definitely not early.
It's true. So what am I thinking? Goodness. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's very late.
You can pay up until the 10th.
Can you get used to Sundays? But can you get used to the 10th?
No.
Yeah, but it gives you, then you've got your money for longer. Because you've got it for
I think you just adjust for circumstances.
Yeah. The point is, what difference
seasonal
does it make? You're still getting this money 4 weeks apart, no matter when it is.
Exactly.
It's just
by us, it's Black November, not Black Friday.
Oh. A lot of stores did that actually. Yeah.
They did. And they went in there and they've now, and also now obviously being straight into Christmas season. Mm. And as I read your article, Howard, about Omi and your, that everyone should be able to celebrate Christmas and everyone, and we shouldn't be so sensitive. And you're absolutely right. We've now got into a place where it's all happy holidays.
I can't stand
So Black Friday does talk to everyone.
Right.
But
exactly.
We do naturally roll into the Christmas season, which it is.
And let's enjoy that. How does that work? How does it happen that we associate certain things? And that, you know, when I was writing my article, I was trying to think about that. Because, you know, the whole Christmas tree thing, I don't think there's any religious significance there.
In fact,
Santa Claus, definitely not. If anything, it's the other way around.
If anything, Christmas trees are a pagan tradition.
Yeah.
And they come from way back before Christianity was even a thing. And it was actually pretty much started when there was, because obviously in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is the key season for Christmas. And it's a time where there was snow and it was so cold. And it was actually a sign of positivity where you'd bring the green into your home.
To show that winter doesn't last forever.
Exactly,
it's rebirth.
And that summer would reappear in its essence. And then also the red, so that's where the green comes from.
Right.
The red comes from the holly and maybe significant of the blood.
Right.
But actually not really even a Christian tradition. Mm-hmm. And what I love is, I think we did talk about this last year, but the actual thing of Santa Claus, right, of Saint Nick, where that came from. So who actually invented Santa Claus as we know him today? Trick question.
Hallmark.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a true story.
True story.
So what actually happened was that in the 1930s, a Coca-Cola actually hired Haddon Sundblom, and he actually created Santa Claus as he knows today. Santa predating that was actually a little skinny-looking anemic elf.
Really?
Oh, yes.
It's so not Jewish.
So not Jewish. That's why they had to bring it in to this new age.
Absolutely.
And only then did that he actually create this fat, jolly character that is now known as commonly accepted as what Santa looks like. Yeah. So you don't see any skinny Santas cruising
around.
You see them in red.
No,
and
it's
also,
not even festive.
It's not festive.
No. Exactly.
What, like he's starving to death?
Exactly.
It's just unnecessary.
Anti-Semitic.
Yes, that is really not okay.
But I mean, the images that were drawn then of Santa are the images that follow through. And Coke always has a massive campaign at Christmas time.
What's interesting is that they've got a massive campaign, but they don't try and own it.
No.
Yes.
Because they're actually, it's almost subtle now.
Yes.
Where they used to, it was a bit more sort of in your face, but they still do a lot of advertising.
They do, but I mean, have they let it go into, because they haven't publicized that they were it's counterproductive.
Exactly.
And it would be very negative.
Like hijacking
exactly.
Christmas.
It would be negative to say that, you know, we own Christmas, we own Santa Claus. Interesting that.
Exactly. So that's where Santa Claus, I mean, obviously it comes from St. Nick and other stories of that. That's where Santa Claus comes from. And then, interestingly enough, there's also a debate about where Santa Claus lives. So I love these things because they're all made up.
He lives in the North Pole. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody knows that.
Apparently not so much.
What are you talking about?
I watched an episode. Okay, this is very factual and again, very scientific.
Right,
obviously. This experiment. I watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And in it,
Courtney goes to Finland. And apparently that's where Santa Claus also lives, because he apparently likes Finland. Apparently it's really nice.
But well, just know because,
In fact, it's a place called Napa Piri. In fact, get my Finnish pronunciation.
Is that really where Santa lives?
In Lapland. One of them.
Yes, I know Lapland. I think the Kardashians like Lapland.
Yes, and also because there's lots of reindeer around and a special mountain. And the secret was revealed in 1927 on the Finnish Children's Hour radio show about Uncle Marcus. And he explained that the special mountain was called Kavanturi, or Ear Mountain, and it looks like a big set of rabbit ears. And that's how the ears used to listen to children around the world who were being naughty.
Oh, we're going to come back.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to Dina Diamond. And I don't know, is it marketing around Christmas? It isn't really. What are we talking about?
It
marketing symbols.
I
have no idea what we're talking about, but it is 8:24. We'll be back just after this. Time is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking about this time of year and all the marketing associated with it.
Absolutely. So yes, holistically, we are talking about the marketing from the Christmas to the Black Friday to the Cyber Monday. It is all about marketing. It's all about sales. It's all about retail. It's all about getting into the head of the consumer. And
it works.
And the
interesting thing is it's also so associated with the spirit of giving.
Which is positive, but
it also feeds into our consumerism.
No, there's no question about it. But with that consumerism, you almost feel better when you're also giving versus just buying for yourself. And people buy now also for others. So also when you talked in your article, I'm just going to refer back to your article.
People can go read it if they haven't already.
Just so you know. All right. So we talk about this time of year. So obviously there's Christmas, and then for the Jews, there's Hanukkah. When I lived in the States, people did completely give gifts on Hanukkah. In fact, I was at work the one day, and it was the first day of Hanukkah, and one of my colleagues who was Jewish walked in and gave me a little gift. And I was, well, what is this for? She goes, it's for Hanukkah. I'm like, I don't understand.
That's funny. Hey?
And they give little gifts. They do. They absolutely give little gifts to each other.
So it's all very confusing.
Yeah,
so
we, there's
a thing
about
giving Hanukkah gelt. So you're meant to give a little bit of money, but it's become an every night thing now, and everybody gives Hanukkah presents.
Absolutely. So I do that with my kids, actually.
Yeah.
So every night of Hanukkah, I give them, as we light another candle, I actually give them a little gift. So they know that there's something small that's coming. So it's not massive. It's not Black Friday. But they do get a little gift every day, which is just really a sweet, small thing for them to enjoy the holiday and to make them more excited and think, oh, my God, what are we getting tomorrow? And
It's so good.
Absolutely.
It's positive. It's in a positive association with a festival.
Yeah, and also it's about the – and also the lights are so pretty. goodies. When you look at like the Christmas trees and the little lights that are everywhere. In fact, Christmas trees were never historically decorated. It only really started again in the late sort of 1800s, even 1900s, early 1900s, where Queen Elizabeth actually was married to a German, and she actually was very trendy at that stage. And she actually showed pictures of her decorating her tree. So that actually caught on. And now the tree in like Rockefeller Center is one of the most famous trees. Originally only had the top of the Christmas tree decorated. And now it's
fascinating.
And now it's got lights everywhere, and it's got angels, and it's got anything you can possibly have that shines on the tree. And people also in America have Hanukkah bushes. So just because you can't have a Christmas tree doesn't mean you can't have a Hanukkah bush.
So interesting. Here's an amazing message. A few years ago, my aunt went to Lapland Christmas morning. Father Christmas, Christmas Father visited each cabin and handed over gifts. It sounds so cool.
And you must actually see it. There's like, you're almost in like a little glass box in the snow. It is unbelievable. It actually looks phenomenal. It really does.
So cool.
And the elves are running around, and you can actually go into Santa's workshop. It really does look very cool.
I mean, logistically, for them to have to get all these gifts all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you what I hate are these videos of parents saying, no, you haven't been a good boy this year. No, I have been. Why do that?
I think kids need
it. Everyone's been a good boy.
No matter what, I think you can't ruin that for your kids. I think that Santa does have to exist for kids, just like the tooth fairy.
Is that a thing? I mean, does that go on in houses?
It happens at my house.
No.
Santa?
Yeah.
No, like the whole...
You haven't been a good girl with my nieces and nephew and my grand. My mom would be like, you have not been a good girl, Rory. Guess and then who's not coming?
No.
But I feel traumatized.
On Christmas morning, does Santa has magically appeared through the chimney
Yes. So through us and everyone else.
Because we don't have chimneys
inside. Mom's like, just put it there by the tree. It's like, Santa's giving you another chance to be a better person.
Oh, well, you see,
oh my God. No, but that's like Jewish guilt.
It is.
Jewish guilt. I feel so guilty. I didn't deserve the present. I shouldn't have got it.
No, I don't think that
happens. I'm traumatized by this.
I promise you, it still happens. And they take it so seriously, and they're just so traumatized.
I take it seriously.
I'm going to be a better person and a big girl.
I suppose it's Yom Kippur without the gifts. Time is 8:30. Dina Diamond, you are going off to Japan.
I am indeed.
When do you leave?
So I'm actually here for another Monday. Right. So I leave the following week.
Okay, I'm not here next week, but...
Oh, no, you just go totter off to the Cape. Someone has to look after it before that. All the Joburgers infest.
Right, exactly.
So Japan, I'm so excited. I really am. So obviously, the rugby was now past. The Olympics is in July. So we're just going to go now to avoid the rush.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to see the country, now's
but
the time
I am
going
to give you full feedback on Japan.
Can't wait. Absolutely
cannot
wait to hear that.
I'm the most excited.
Incredible. Have a fantastic trip and a fantastic holiday.